talk about the touchdown pass to Marshall there.
Yeah, we'd run the play a couple times and had gotten off coverage, so we ran a hitch and hit the play a couple times and go up to the line of scrimmage and see 41's pressed on him, and my heart's beating 1,000 miles an hour, because we were gonna go ahead and run a go route on it and just put it up for the big guy and let him make a play, and he made a heck of a catch and even a better run. So just a great way to finish the game offensively and defensively.
You feel good for Grant with everything he's been through with offseason, trials, tribulations, suspension, all that kind of stuff?
I told him, I said, I feel great for him. He's really quietly put together two or three great weeks of practice, has really bought in, worked hard. I've been a good teammate, and I feel good for him. I know 53 other guys in the locker room do too as well.
Were you happy with your throw when you let go?
Yeah, because I don't want to, in that situation with Brandon, I'm going to give the guy a chance. I certainly don't want to lead him too far, and I don't want to throw it out of bounds. So I'm going to give him a chance to make a play, and he makes that 9 out of 10 times.
How was the difference first half to second half? Did you guys seem to struggle? Should you yourself a lot of penalties in the first half and whatnot, but you moved the ball in the second half?
Well, I think you said it already. We hurt ourselves so much in the first half with penalties, negative plays. I think we were, I think we had a 3rd and 20, a 3rd and 25, 2nd and 20. I mean, just all through the first half. And this is a good defense that we face. There's no question about it. This is a good defense. And when you're in those long yard situations, it's tough to make plays.
How clear of a look did you have at Brandon after he
caught
the ball?
I saw it. Yeah, well, I didn't know if he was going to go all the way, but I knew he was going to go far enough to certainly put us in field goal range to win the game. So he made just a heck of a run. He probably faked out 5 or 6 guys on the way to the end zone.
Is any part of you surprised that you're 4-0 at this particular juncture of the season?
No, nope. We play the game to win. We think we're going to win every game, and we got a lot of competitors. We work hard, don't shoot ourselves in the foot too much, and we're playing pretty good football. Well, I mean, you certainly can't press. I mean, they get paid a lot of money on the other side of the football, too, and they're going to make their plays, and they're going to have their good series, and you certainly can't press. And when the opportunities do arise to make a play, you got to make them. I was just felt so bad in the first quarter missing Jabbar on the post. That probably should have been a touchdown, and you usually don't get second chances at that. So to be able to come back and hit Brandon on the long ball was good.
No turnovers again. The window you had to throw on your first touchdown was pretty small.
Yeah, I thought that one might have been my first one. I didn't know if it was going to be a pick or a touchdown, but Noshon made a great catch. I don't even think he saw the ball, to be honest with you, but it was on number 93, and I played college ball with Anthony Spencer, so he let me off the hook on that one, I think. So sometimes you get lucky, and we kind of did there.
Quarterback in this town can be pretty close.
I don't listen to things about me. I mean, I play this game to win football games and to compete with 53 other guys, and we got just a great locker room, and it's not about me. It's not about what happened in the off season. It's about working hard every week and competing our butts off and every chance that you have to go out there and play the football game, to play it as hard as you can, and that's the approach that I take, and that means I throw for 100 yards or 300 yards. I'll be happy either way as long as we win.
Obviously, a lot of people from outside of the locker room have the same view up until now about the way you guys view yourself in the locker room. What do you have to say to those people about this team?
We got a lot of room to improve, no question about it. Offensively, I think we're close, but we kind of hurt ourselves in the first half. And there's going to be a time down the road where we're going to have to go out and score 35 points to win the football game. And so I do know that with the veteran leadership we have on this team, that we're going to go back to work on Monday and hopefully have three great days of practice like we did this last week and be a better football team next week than we were today.
Kyle, one comment about your defense, about obviously they were all tough tests today and they stood up.
You look at the guys that we have, I don't know why it's a surprise that they're a good defense. I mean, Brian Dawkins, Champ Bailey, Andre Goodman, Andre Davis, I mean, just Elvis is playing great. I mean, they got a lot of good players and got a good scheme and they're executing it. the offense has done a pretty good job of not putting them in terrible situations, and we're playing good complementary football, which is what we talk about all the time.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks.